A warm welcome along to your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Starting with the news that Premier League clubs have voted unanimously to approve a return to contact training in another big step towards the resumption of matches, with the caveat when safe to do so. As part of a statement, the Premier League said squads are now able to train as a group and engage in tackling while minimising any unnecessary close contact. The Premier League's priority is the health and well-being of all participants. Strict medical protocols are in place to ensure the training ground is the safest environment possible, and players and staff will continue to be tested for COVID-19 twice a week. Stage 2 of the return to training protocol has been agreed following consultation with clubs, players, managers, the PFA, LMA and the government. Discussions are ongoing as work continues towards resuming the season when conditions allow. Elsewhere, an Ajax youngster, Sanjay Hansen, is on Manchester City and Juventus' radar. The 18-year-old impressed for the Netherlands in the Under-17 World Cup by becoming the Golden Boot winner after top scoring at the tournament with 6 goals. Hansen led the Netherlands Under-17 team to the semi-finals of the Under-17 World Cup, where they eventually lost to Mexico on penalties. The young striker's only just celebrated his 18th birthday, but he is wanted by Juventus and Inter Milan in Italy, as well as RB Leipzig in Germany, along with Manchester City in England. And according to the latest reports, it's thought that City are leading the way for his signature. Hansen has only featured twice for the Ajax first team against Telstar and ADO Den Haag before all football in Holland was suspended due to the coronavirus, but the young striker has impressed enough to get more opportunities to play for the Ajax senior team when football resumes this year, providing, of course, he stays in Amsterdam. And finally for the Bulletin, Ismael Benacer is reportedly unaware of Guardiola's supposed interest in him. Reports last week said that Guardiola had been tracking the AC Milan midfielder and that City had opened talks with his entourage over a potential move. However, Le Buteur claimed that the Algerian is unaware of the supposed interest and has no intention of leaving AC Milan this summer. That's all for now. We'll have more later.